This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Early Sunday, there were still lots of reactions from the U.S. missile strike in Baghdad that killed the top Iranian general Qassem Soleimani. AP's Ben Thomas.
Hundreds of thousands of people flooded streets in Iran Sunday to walk alongside a casket carrying the remains of Revolutionary Guard General Qassem Soleimani. He was the leader of its Expeditionary Quds Force, which organizes Tehran's proxy forces around the Middle East. Iran's parliament opened with lawmakers chanting, "Death to Larijani," said President Trump had committed a big crime. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week,
"We've told the Iranian regime enough. You can't get away with using proxy forces and think your homeland will be safe and secure. We're going to respond against the actual decision makers."
Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament is calling for the expulsion of U.S. troops from the country in response to the attack. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also, Iran says it no longer limits the number of centrifuges used to enrich uranium, a virtual abandonment of the 2015 nuclear deal. Later Sunday, as VOA's Arash Arabasadi explains, U.S. officials were still justifying the attack.
Skeptics call the evidence for a Soleimani-led major attack razor thin and say it puts Americans at risk. Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the strike came at just the right time.
The senior leaders who had access to all of the intelligence, there was no skepticism. The intelligence assessment made clear that no action, allowing Soleimani to continue his plotting and his planning, his terror campaign, created more risk than taking the action that we took last week.
Trump says he does not want war with Iran. But Saturday on Twitter, he threatened strikes against Iranian cultural sites if Iran strikes back, a war crimes violation of the Geneva Convention.
That's VOA's Arash Arabasadi reporting. And